This goes to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C. Fax 989-875-5023 regarding Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, M like Margaret, Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, April 17th of 1948. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a consultation for Miss Henderson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine, noted December 8th of 2020. The patient is currently feeling well. She's concerned about the elevated creatinine level and her kidney function currently. She reports she has had a long history of high blood pressure, which is usually higher in the office, and she's been on a diabetic diet for many years, and that has controlled her blood sugars. She tries to be very careful with the diabetic diet. She has been unable to tolerate any statins, though, and so runs a chronically high cholesterol level. She developed severe myalgias with statin use. And she was extremely sick in 2018 with an obstructive left renal calculi. She had pyelonephritis and sepsis at that time. Dr. Samhan, the previous urologist, had to place a stent. And about 3 to 4 weeks later, he removed the stent and then removed the stone. And the stone was analyzed as 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate at that time. And she has had no recurrence of renal calculi since that time. But she has had at least 2 urinary tract infections already this year. And the one that was recently found, September 22nd, she really didn't have many symptoms. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no headaches, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She has mild dysuria currently, and she is on Keflex currently for the UTI. No edema. No claudication symptoms, no orthopnea or PND. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, diet controlled, hyperlipidemia, statin intolerant, hypertension, the obstructive left renal calculus in 2018 with subsequent sepsis and pyelonephritis, and recent UTIs, history of a right fibula fracture. Surgery wasn't required, but that did take many months to heal. And calcium oxalate kidney stone history. Past surgical history, she had lithotripsy with left ureteral stent placed in 2018, then stone extraction later that, about 3 to 4 weeks later. She was found to have uterine carcinoma and had a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy, and that was followed by radiation. She's had a lumbar L4 to 5 laminectomy many years ago and a tonsillectomy at age 28. Social history, the patient is married, she's retired, she is a non-smoker and occasionally consumes alcoholic beverages. Family history is significant for diabetes, stroke, cancer, and multiple relatives have had kidney stones. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Metoprolol extended release, 50 milligram daily. Losartan is 75 milligram daily. Tylenol, 500 milligram, 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain, but rarely used. And Keflex, 500 milligrams, 3 times a day for the next 10 days. No oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use for pain. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 203 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure is 140 over 70. Neck is supple. There are no carotid bruises, no JVD, no palpable masses. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No ascites, no hepatosplenomegaly, non-tender, as I said. Extremities, there is no edema. Pulses are 2+, bilaterally brisk, capillary refill. Sensation is intact in feet and lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd, 2022, creatinine 1.2, 726 creatinine was 1.2, 721 creatinine 1.2, 614 creatinine was 1.1, 12/10/21 creatinine 1.0, estimated GFR 49 at that level, 6/10/21 creatinine 1, and 12/8/2020 creatinine was 1.1, estimated GFR of 49. In June 17th of 2020, creatinine was 0.9. That would be just above 60. And electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.5. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.1. Urinalysis did have protein and nitrates and 4+ bacteria. And she's currently being treated for the UTI. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. That was done 12/10 of 2021, and that was normal at 12. And the patient had a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan done 8/19 of 2022. The right kidney was 10.4 centimeters without hydronephrosis, no stones or cysts or masses. Left kidney was smaller, 9 centimeters, no stones, no hydronephrosis, no cysts or masses. And there was only a 4% post-void residual of 15 mLs of urine. When she had the left ureteral pelvic junction calculi, she did, and the stone was extracted. As previously stated, it was 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to mainly a right kidney is probably the only functional kidney, as evidenced by the smaller left kidney following the initial blockage. And longstanding hypertension. The patient should continue the same dose of Herlosartan. We should have lab studies done every 6 months, and the next 6 months we will check a microalbumin to creatinine ratio again. If she has more than 3 urinary tract infections within a year, consider prophylaxis with antibiotic. And probably a good, it is a good idea to always check a urine culture and sensitivity every time a urinalysis is checked. We've advised her to try cranberry tablets once a day to help prevent future UTIs. And she should avoid foods with high oxalate levels, including tea, soda, and excessive protein, also vitamin C, tends to create more oxalate stones. And the patient will actually be rechecked by this practice within the next 12 months unless we note a kidney function decline prior to that time. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.